action. Welcome to the Brothers in 3Z, the Sports Bar Talk podcast. Sports talk like you and your buddies talk. Eating wings, having beer, and a sports bar. Email the Brothers in 3Z at brothersin3z@yahoo.com. Visit their site at brothersin3-z.com. Now put on your iPod, pull up a virtual bar stool, because you're now sitting with Adam, Trent, and Ryan, the Brothers in 3Z.
Hey there, everybody. This is Adam from Brothers and 3Z. Welcome back for part two of our interview with Deshaun Butler. Again, just to set it up for you, I did a story for West Virginia University a couple of months ago. So this interview took place a couple of months ago, so we weren't able to talk to him about Big East tournament run, clutch shots, NCAA tournament. But special thanks to WVU for allowing us access. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get to part two of our interview with Deshaun Butler.
Well, let's go back to that. And how do you feel like when we talk about perhaps the scoring leaders in the chart, and maybe Johnny's dad's a little bit out of reach? But
no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I came to terms with that when I was a sophomore. I was like, that's not
and you
happening.
Started doing the math and go, yeah, well, let's see, 29 a game or something like that.
Like 40 a game.
But, I mean, how does it feel to be when you hear those names and then you're, you said it, you wanted to be one? Does it sound right, or does it still sound like, well, kind of strict,
I'm not
there.
Catching him. I feel like if I have a decent season and just stay on pace where I'm doing right now, like the points I'm averaging right now, and keep everybody involved in this, if we continue to win, which gives you more games, then I think I have to push up there and probably be lucky enough to get three or two.
But how does that make you feel, you know, that you're going to end up
in that group? I'm happy, you know. Just 4 years of college basketball, I came here expecting to just shoot threes and play 1-3-1 and just get my college degree and just hopefully try out for a team and make a team or something like that. And if not, then work. And now I'm in the opportunity where I could be top three scorer in school history. Things are looking up for me right now. I got a great coach, great ties everywhere. I got great teammates and a great state. I'm happy. Like, this is better than I could have even imagined it from the beginning. So I'm just happy I'm here.
One of the things that I think about with you is it's been... I won't say it's been a quiet 3.5 years or whatever, because you have had those, you know, been such an important part. But, you know, Jerry West is Jerry West, the logo, and Hot Rod Hundley's a big name, and then it's going to be you. And so it just seems kind of, you know, it's kind of been a quiet...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you... do you think that's accurate, or am I...
There's nothing really to remember about. Hot Rod Hurley, you know, Hot Rod.
We'll have to come up with something other than the Butler did it. We'll have to have a different nickname.
I don't got like a hot, flashy nickname. I mean, Jerry doesn't even need a nickname. He's just Jerry West, the logo, and he has that. I don't really have anything like to stand out with.
But are you okay with that? You think
that's the way.
You let the numbers speak for themselves.
Exactly. Like, you know, I didn't come in here with a nickname or any hype or anything like that. So, you know, well, I'll do all that when I'm leaving. Like, I like to come in the way I left. It's me. It's regular me, you know.
Yeah.
Within myself.
Tell me about that 43-point game. Did you see it coming?
Oh, no. I wasn't supposed to play. The practice, we had two days of practice before the Villanova game. The coach just ran us out. And he's like, yeah, we can't stop off the dribble. Well, he's wearing us out. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, it was the second day of practice. Like, the game is tomorrow. And practice is like, we only been practice for like an hour. And some like, oh yeah, I went to go in and box out, and I boxed out, and somebody stepped on my foot. And when they stepped on my foot, I went and jumped up, and my foot was still on the ground, and I was up. I looked down, my foot's still on the ground, I'm like, okay. So I pulled my ankle, and I sprained it really bad. Like, it swole up to like about here. Like, it was crazy. And the game was at night. The game was like at 9 o'clock. And just so happens, like, that day I sat out in practice for, I missed the rest of practice. I iced it and I sat on behind the whole time and just iced it. Laid down there and iced it all day. And got home, I had it in the boot and I iced it. And I woke up in the morning to go walk and I couldn't even walk. Like, I fell right out of bed. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm not gonna play the game, we're gonna lose. Like, that's exactly what I said, I'm not gonna play the game, we're gonna lose. So I get up, just go in, and luckily I checked my email address. And I had 3 classes that day, 2 of them were canceled, the last 2 were canceled. So the first class I went to, I had the little boot with me, and I was icing my ankle during class. And I went, after class though, I came straight here. And I sat in the training room all day. And I was doing things, and I worked my ankle out and everything like that, and I just came out. And I could barely, like, run a little bit, but I was like, I'm just going to run on my toe, like, the hair on my feet, top of my feet, those are my feet, and just stick it out. So he asked me if I was fine. I'm like, I'm fine. And it really hurt. So as the game went on, like, I didn't feel it. Like, first 2 minutes, after those went by, I was just running up and down the court. Like, I was fine. And I didn't shoot the ball the first 5 or 6 minutes. And then when I got my first shot, I made it. I'm like, all right, well, let's see if I can stick this out. Like, and I just kept making shots. I'm like, and I really didn't, like, I'm not going to lie, most people say they don't notice the points and they're probably lying. I did not notice I had, like, I noticed I made shots, but I'm sitting there, I'm like, all right, that's probably like 12, 15 points.
Do it and you lose track.
And then I look up and it's like, I'm running out here for halftime. I look up and it says I have like 27 or 28. I'm like, wow, like, okay. Uh-huh. And everybody's like, yeah, good job at halftime. I'm like, all right. And I came out in the second half, and they just gave me a layup, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be somewhat a good day, you know. So
you don't keep track in your head?
Nah,
2, 5, 8.
I do that usually.
but you started losing track about 11, 12, maybe 19,
game,
20.
After that game, I started to do that from then on. But, you know, but that game, I kind of made shots, and I was like, wow, like, I never made like this many shots in a row.
Yeah.
And it was a good feeling. And I kind of, I guess I needed that as far as a confidence booster, as far as how luck was going and how I was feeling after I hurt my ankle and things like that. But it kind of made me feel good. So I was, and the team felt good and everybody felt good in the state. So I was happy.
When you have one of those big games, other than the ankle injury, is there anything that made you walk in the arena or something, you hit a couple and warm ups, you think, ooh, it's going to be... feeling pretty good.
Everybody, like, after that.
Or does it just happen, you know?
Honestly, you can't come in the gym and then plan on that happening. Ever. Like,
just gotta.
Yeah, it just happens. Like, you can't come in the gym and, like, you can say it to yourself, but it might not happen, you know? like, you have to be absolutely, like, everything has to just be going your way that day.
Yeah.
And I just say it was Friday the 13th, so. That's just me.
So if your 2 classes don't get canceled that day, probably don't happen. If the game's at 6:30, probably don't happen.
If I don't have those 2 classes canceled, then I can't get treatment for my ankle.
Yeah. And if it's a little bit earlier.
A little bit earlier.
Probably canceled classes because you're playing.
Who knows? I don't know.
don't ask questions.
Exactly. I just thought it was a regular day off for me. I was like, wow. Thank God, because I hate history class. So I just walk out.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about getting bigger, and everybody's, you know, made the big deal about the 30 pounds. Tell me about how you did it, you know.
I'm a heavy eater anyway. I'm a greedy eater.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, come on, it's not 30 pounds of gut in there.
Like, oh, of course not, because I work out and everything.
Right.
When I got here, I was like 200 pounds, 205. And he didn't really want us to get that much bigger when I got here, could be on. So I stayed like 210 in between there, like 205, 210. So then at the end of the season, I was like 205, in between 200 pounds, just relaxing. And they say, you know, you notice everybody gets stronger and bigger. When he said bigger, I just automatically thought weight. So once he said that, I just started eating. I was taking, because I couldn't really eat like the way I wanted to eat when I got here, because they wanted me to watch my weight. It was slim.
Right, yeah.
And once somebody gives me the green light.
Green light, I'm asking.
Once somebody gave me the green light to eat, I'm like, perfect. Like, I got money. I can go out there. I can eat, like, three pies, do whatever I want to do. And you guys, our strength coach, you know, like, he just told me to eat. Like, I'll just
eat.
And, like, we had a strength coach. I got bigger, but, like, toward the end of the year, I lost a lot of weight. And then we got Andy here. And then Andy just, you know, he just stays on top of it, you know. From body fat testing and everything like that, just he has something new constantly all the time, and just making everybody make sure everybody stays on top of what they need to. And it's really easy to make sure people don't, you know, go overweight, you know, get underweight or whatever the case is, and he takes care of it, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be.
If I'm over, he rips me. We're doing.
Yeah, no more
workouts.
No more three pies.
No more three pies. Those three pies would be gone. But I end the practice.
Let's see. Any reason you wear number one?
Well, when I was in high school, I wore number 33. And when I came here, I saw on TV, I was like, oh, Rob Summers wears number 33. And I was like, one of my decisions, one of my reasons for coming, I was like, you know, I want to start over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, be a different player, different person. Just start over, like, just go about my life. There's a new life in the right hand.
Yeah.
Be more mature, grow up, start over. And I just picked one, you know, like, well, one of my good friends, J.D. Collins, wore it when he was here. And I told him once I got it, I was like, I'm going to wear it right, like, laughing at him and everything like that. But I just wanted to start over and just start something of my own and just go with it.
Do you have any superstitions?
I have to go home before every game. What else do I have to do?
Have three pies?
No, I can't eat before the game. That's one thing I can't do.
You love
it? I can eat in the morning.
How early?
Like in the morning, I can't.
How long do you have?
Depends on what time the game is.
Let's say you're playing 7:30.
7:30. I can't eat after. I can't eat after one.
And then what kind of damage did you do after that game then?
I went last night. I went somewhere and ate. I enjoyed myself. I love to eat.
What's your favorite meal?
I'm a pizza person. Pizza, Chinese, and wings.
All right. Pizza from where?
Pizza House is just amazing.
Pizza House?
Yeah, Pizza House is amazing. I just love Pizza House. Pizza House is great. Chinese.
You said Pizza Owls?
Pizza Owls, yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never.
It's right by Little Caesars University.
Okay.
It's pretty great.
Pizza Owl for pizza.
Chinese.
You probably kill a Chinese buffet.
Chinese buffets is awesome. That's great, but I like to take out, so. China One is great.
What do you get? What's your takeout?
Pork fried rice, broccoli, and little shrimp rolls.
Okay. And then, let's see, you said Chinese and wings.
Yeah. House.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Especially Kegels, though. Kegels. Wings.
Yeah, Kegels.
Crazy. Great.
Let me see if I got anything else here. Let's see. Tell me a little bit about how you would describe your work ethic. You know, you've gotten 30 pounds bigger, your free throw percentage is up every year, your scoring average is up every year. The numbers do kind of speak for themselves, but how would you classify it? How would you describe it? Are you a gym rat? Are you, you know, do you love to shoot basketball? What, you know, just kind of tell me about that.
Honestly, I just focus. Like, I think shooting is a big part of my game, you know. So I just try to focus and work hard at shooting the basketball. this week I haven't been in the gym as much like I usually am, you know, because of, like, just, I don't know, well, actually the girls that I practice before we are, and then we do free throw shooting afterwards and all that stuff, so, but usually I'm shooting with Coach Harrison before practice and getting shots up and getting a sweat before practice, and because I know that was a little big part of my problem last year. So I didn't, my sophomore year, I didn't have to, you know, be the man, you know, for our team to be successful. I didn't have to be the most consistent person. I was consistent.
Right.
But I didn't have to be, like, it didn't, like die with me. Like, you know, so we had somebody else come in and pass the ball as well and things like that. So I didn't really, we had Jeff, so.
Yeah. So is that pressure of being a guy, you know, that's motivated you to be out here and do that? Not like, just, yeah. I mean.
Because I'm not on the court, my team isn't successful, like, isn't as successful without
you.
Me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know.
I feel like my team needs me to be on the court so we can be a very successful team. Like, they'll probably do good without me, but I just had a feeling. That's just me. That's what I feel about.
Well, I think that's the way you have to feel about it. You know, if it's you're the senior, you're the leader, you're the, you know, a scorer, you should feel like you need to be out there with your guys. So tell me a little bit, you know, I appreciate you spending so much time with me, but tell me a little bit about this team this year, where you think you guys are now and where you need to go and where you think you can go.
We're a very special team, honestly. We got a lot of guys that can play inside and out. Especially the small forwards we have, you know, it's me, Devin, John Flowers, Kevin Jones, Walter Smith. We got guys that can play out in the perimeter, and we got guys that can play inside. And when our 2 point guards are when they get going, we have two of the best point guards in the conference by far. You know, I wouldn't want any other point guard in our conference at all. You know, we have two of the best point guards in our conference when they get going. And, you know, the young guys that we got now, like, are just great, you know. Dennis is our big Dennis. He's getting ready to play soon. He's amazing. Like, and Danny's great. Danny comes in and works hard every day, and he's gotten better leaps and bounds, just like Dennis. Dalton is getting better every day. And Casey's getting better every day. It just takes a while for everybody to get accustomed to what we need to do, you know. It's different from where everybody else came from. So the team we have is a very special team. We got a lot of shooters. We got a lot of guys who get to the basket. We got a lot of great rebounders. And everybody's starting to get the hang of what we need them to do to play defense and how we win games here, as opposed to how they used to do things in high school or junior college or wherever they were beforehand, you know. And I can see us going really far, like very far, way further than we went last year, the year before. You know, just with the talent alone, but just, I think the work ethic that we got a couple guys on our team have, I think, you know, we'll be fine. Like, I think I really do.
I mean, you know, you said you came here and you wanted to be number one, you know, on the scoring chart or whatever. And now, do you think you could have a situation as a team where you guys are number one, you know, whether it be a Big East championship would be, you know, unbelievable, but also, you know, you think you can see yourself holding a trophy at the end of the year?
Yeah, definitely. And that's, and then we have so much talent, we have so much skill and hard work, and we have a great coach. And by the end of the year, we're going to have a lot more depth, and just everything is just going to be the way we expect it to be, you know.
What would be the difference, say, if we were to, you know, for us to win or for us to do whatever we need to do?
For us to win and be successful, we just need to execute.
If you feel like, if you can do that, you feel like you can beat anybody anytime.
Yeah, because the way we play in general, we play hard, we play defense. That's going to be there all the time. That's just going to be there.
Right.
And if we execute offensively and defensively, I don't see why we can't win, you know?
Yeah. And like I was saying before, this is in my head, like, you know, it seemed like the team was built, maybe get a couple. On a nightly basis, you guys could, yeah, go out and beat a big team. But now it seems like the team is built four championships, night in, night out. You can beat anybody. You can win six games in NCAA tournament rather than winning a couple just because the matchups are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You think that's a fair way of looking at it?
And by that point this year, we get to the NCAA, when we get to the NCAA
that's
tournament,
it.
You know, that's what it's going to be like, you know. It's not just going to be matchup problems that we're going to be in. We're going to have guys that actually can play and go out there and just flat out play basketball, compete, and win games for us, you know.
The disappointment from last year's tournament, how big is that? Is that gone and not, you know, it's this year, is this year? Or does it still kind of sit somewhere? And maybe when the tournament comes around, is when those will be reminded of, or is this year this year?
As a team, you know, we're not thinking about it now, but I'm pretty sure they'll bring it up when it's tournament time for this year, about last year. But it's always in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Because I kind of look at it as a means to an end in a way, just me saying, you know what, we had a good year. But we didn't have a great year because of me not being consistent. And that's one of the things I wanted to work on, is my consistency. And I feel like I'm doing that now. So by the time we get to the NCAA tournament this year, that's in my head, you know. It's still in my head. It's in my head before every game. And I say that same thing every game. Every home game, especially a meal right there. I'm saying, please let me be consistent tonight. Cross everything. Just get ready to go out, because that's a big part of our success.
So when you do that, you're in the tunnel here. You by yourself? Anybody with you? I mean, your teammates are with you, but do you kind of pull yourself aside?
KJ, just kneel right there in the blue cup right there. And we do, while that's going on right there.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know what KJ's saying, but I know I'm saying I need to be consistent.
And is that something that you take exactly from last year?
Yeah, because that's... I just feel like me myself, if I was consistent toward the end of the year,
it would have been
especially
great.
It would have been a great year. You know, we would have won our first game, and we probably would have played against a good Kansas team and had a really good game. And my feelings are we could beat anybody. So.
Right.
So I just feel like, you know, if I was a little bit more consistent toward the end of the year, we probably would have beat Syracuse. We probably would have won a lot of games in the Big East tournament. Compared to what we won.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it all falls on me.
Coach said that, you know, you want to be a coach. Can you be a coach? Tell me about, you know, maybe after hopefully the NBA is over, what are you going to look to do?
I want to coach bad. I really want to coach bad. Like,
how come?
Because I just like helping. I want to help. How can I explain this? Like, I feel like I knew the game well enough to the point where I could be a successful coach, but I just want to help another kid, you know, like, especially even where I'm from, here, wherever, like a kid that's not, even a kid that's good, but just a kid that's not looked at as good or not really recruited or overlooked and things like that. I love that kind of thing, like, for someone to get overlooked, and then at the end of the day, you know, they have the decision to go where they want to go, or they have the opportunity to play basketball and get a college scholarship and even do more than that, you know, support their family, things like that. You know, I want to be the person to help somebody do that, and I really think I can be the person to help somebody have a successful life, and not just one person, a number of people, you know. I don't want to limit to one person and things like that, but, you know, it's just something about helping people that love to play basketball. You say you love to play basketball, and I can tell you that you love to play. I love to help, you know.
What about, I mean, does it matter how old they are? Do you want to?
I don't care. Like, how can
you coach college?
College, high school.
Eighth grade,
I could care less. That'd be cool to get them while they're young now, so they can learn everything.
No,
earlier.
And they can attribute it all to you.
Exactly. I'm the start. That's all I need to be.
All right, buddy. Thanks again.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it so much.
Good.